And continuing on the topic of faith above reason.
The whole thing is how to describe spirituality, how to depict it through the measure of connection between us. Because we are vessels, we are fragments of vessels, elements of the vessels. Each and every one is only a point from the large kli of Adam HaRishon. And if we depict spirituality, then we need to understand that to the extent that we return to that kli of Adam HaRishon, the kli that we can imagine it even to some extent, then we need to reach connection. That's why our success, is the extent to which each day we can imagine ourselves more connected, more integrated, more feeling one another as one. And together with that, we fall from it, we feel ourselves that we don't belong to one another, and suddenly we wake up and we discover that I'm alone. That's how I think, that's how I feel life. And then we need to reach a decision, each and every one, that never in my life throughout the day I'm not feeling reality as one, because then I'm in this world. Simple, I'm disconnected from spirituality. Vessel is broken, not even aware. I'm not even aware of my broken state. I simply exist as part of the whole vessel, the broken vessel. So how will we strengthen one another, think of one another in such a way that each and every one will feel all the time that he is nothing but a part, a fragment of the complete vessel, and he has to yearn for connection with everyone in the kli, in the complete kli, in the whole vessel. That should be our constant inclination. To the extent we connect, we'll feel the flow of desires and thoughts that are in connection through the connections, and then we'll begin to feel the spiritual life that we have to discover in the vessel of Adam HaRishon. And we shouldn't wait for the Creator from above to remind us that we're thinking of ourselves, we're disconnected, we're not thinking of the connection, and this is our reality. Rather, each will help his friend. We need to constantly think and care about all the friends, to think how each and every moment we can be drawn to the connection between us and spirit. To the connection between us and spirituality is what's revealed in that connection. We say faith above reason, all kinds of words that we may not be able to process, to digest. I get such questions. People cannot understand these words. What is faith? What is reason? What is above reason? Contrary to one's reason, we need to constantly awaken and emphasize these things. But in the connection, it's clearer to us. Because the connection is something emotional. Either it's there or it's not. It can be clear to anyone. Whether or not we want it is not important, because each one, according to his degree, he either hates the connection or he appreciates it and wants it. He is either in those states or the opposite states. So if it happens that he's disconnected from others, he determines that as night, and connection with the friends he determines as day. Until he begins to feel what is night, what is day, emotionally. And when he begins to understand what is night and what is day, mentally, in the mind and in the heart, and this way he assembles the broken vessels in his eyes, and he becomes a part that is returning to the structure of Adam HaRishon. It's something we need to make efforts in, and all of us, each and every one of us, can do it even without connecting or disconnecting from others in practice, physically. Rather, within himself, he imagines these things inside of him, and then from himself, he turns to the Creator and he asks him to be connected to others on top of the disconnection.
And he understands
the feeling
that
of disconnection is what the Creator does to him.
The disconnection is what the Creator does to him. And so, when he asks, then he sees, he brings the power of light over the darkness and starts rolling these states. And as fast, the faster these states awaken in him, unfold in him, then he goes through these stages and moves forward. So, let's try. Let us try to go through during the day, go through dozens, hundreds, maybe thousands of such states of connection and disconnection. And only in a great frequency of changes, of changing these states, then we can hasten our development and come to a point where we go through these stages quickly and be in a state that is complete day. Because it's impossible without the darkness to come to, without the night to come to the day. There's no one without the other. Rather, they need to be equal in their importance to us. And in the night, too, we need to see these precious discernments for the revelation of the day, just like the day itself. And then the darkness shines as light. And that's how we'll advance. That, I think, needs to be clear to us, that this should be our effort. So, the more we feel changes, day and night, connection, disconnection, awareness, unconsciousness, this is how we'll advance. We'll advance to a state where both night and day will be in great intensity, and we will bless for the bad as we bless for the good, and we'll come to a state where the night too shines.
Is There's a question from Petah Tikva 6.
Yeah, but you wanted to ask?
I wanted to ask, what does it mean that a person imagines these things, describes them in himself, turns to the Creator? What is that work he does without connection to his friends?
Yeah, it can be an individual work within the ten or outside of the ten. There is a matter of connecting to the ten, and then there's a matter of preparing oneself for connecting. So day and night can be states of how one relates to connection. Not how he actively connects, but how he prepares, relates for the connection and revelation of the Creator, bringing contentment. So all the discernments exist in the day and night. And ultimately, all the discernments lead the person to the ten, to the connection. However, the preparation for it might be not the actual connection, but scrutiny of the states of connection, the discernments.
So there's work that a person,
even on his own, he can do the work, even when he, before he remembers the group, but how he relates to the connection and disconnection, the states that he receives from the Creator, and how he positions himself towards them. And after this preparation, then he approaches the group. Understood, yeah?
Yes, but it's not related to whether or not I'm in a meeting with the ten at the moment.
No. That's why I said there are such efforts where we can actually be alone without any kind of connection, neither physical nor emotional. It's a preparation, preparing oneself. It's typically when a person, say, wakes up, for instance, from sleep or something like that, and he has to remember where he is. And so we go into such a disconnection several times a day. It happens deliberately by the Creator so that we renew the connection. This is called, it shall be new for you every day. The connection will renew itself, and that's how we start. We need to start from what I get now being the darkness, the disconnection, the lack of importance of connecting with the friends, with the group, being unconscious, and it comes to me from the Creator. So I raise the importance of the lack of consciousness. So I don't toss it away. I want to overcome it, and I try to overcome it each time in a different way. Yes.
So the question I have now is, like, when we're in that place in faith above reason and we receive a disturbance, there's like a gap in between. So you feel the disturbance, but you're above it at the same time. Does this become something that we present to the Creator as like a, like, I remember you talked about going to lay down on the operating table. Is this a place that, a space that we present to the Creator as a segula for him to enter into that space and for a general correction? Not a personal correction, but a general correction for all of humanity.
I need to reach a state where I embrace the disturbance, and through the disturbance I can care about the ten. And it's about time where we start thinking about all of the BB10s together. And with it, I come to the Creator. It's like I hold all of the 10s, all of the BB groups in my hands, and I want to connect with Him with all of them. So at first, I ask Him to just connect me to my 10. Then my 10 with the rest of the 10s. And now I'm approaching Him with all of the tens to embrace Him with all of them. The more we think about a complete form, the better we will be in our actions, because the Creator has already taken into account the general correction of the entire world. And you're going to see more and more through this approach, through this relationship, how he's already considering the future of the world that is connected as a single vessel that he fulfills with the upper light. We're already in the last stretch of the correction. You know, it's like the runners that are, you know, doing laps, and then in the last lap there's just this one direct forward stretch where there's no more running around. So we've reached that point where we're no longer running around. We're just moving forward. The Creator is not that concealed anymore. We can't reveal it yet, but he's no longer concealed. We are discovering, that's why we're discovering this blow that is appearing to everyone, not just here or there, but everywhere. So we're already in this final stretch of the runway, and we have to achieve our connection. It's a good state. We just have to better and better focus on it, clarify it, renew it every day, more and more, and not forget about it.
The quote of you we're talking about. So first of all, it's from Talmud Bavli. It says there's no difference between this world and the days of the Messiah except for the enslavement of the Malchuyot.
Yeah, the enslavement of the Malchuyot, meaning replacing the Malchut. The Malchut refers to the control. First, it's the control of the will to receive, and then in the days of the Messiah, where the upper light already pulls us to rise in order to bestow, to connect, so then it's the rule of the Malchut that is connected to Bina. And so, in this world, which is entirely in order to receive, between this and the next world, which is the next state that we need to achieve, which is in order to bestow, the difference between these states is only the enslavement of the Malchuyot, meaning that the Bina rules instead of Malchut. This is what's happening today, so we have to see it everywhere. All right, now we will answer a few questions. Let's start from Peter.
So this is the question. What to do when in the meeting of the 10 we discover hatred from me towards the friends or from the friends towards me? And afterwards, when the time comes for the next meeting of the 10, it's difficult to show up. There's no will to show up.
I didn't think you're so stupid. You know, what are you talking about? The students of Rabbi Shimon wanted to kill each other. To kill each other. Before they started working on connection all the time. So, it's not just you all not wanting to sit together with each other. This is what the Creator is doing to us. So this means that as a 10, you are working well. There are good forces that work between you. If there's resistance between you and you don't want to connect, then every one of you can truly become great. And if you feel that, and if you're starting the work of connection, then you don't let it go. You don't let it go. Let's say, look at the clock, and, you know, you don't just, you're there for half an hour or an hour and you leave. You leave only when you feel that you are connected in mind and heart. when everyone feels the other inside. Otherwise, you don't leave. And then, next time, perhaps you didn't engage in that at all, so you're very cold. You have to warm yourself up again, and you have to understand, each and every one, that this is what the Creator is doing to us. The Creator is putting a spike in our wheels. He's posing the disturbances. I created the evil inclination is about this, that everyone is rejected from the other, is resisting the others. It doesn't depend on the person at all. It depends on the shattering of the kli. This means that the kli becomes revealed. The revelation of the shattering takes place. And it's not that I don't want the friend doesn't want me, and so on and so forth. This is the shattering that's already there, that's becoming revealed. Where does it say that this has caused the sanctity of the day? Everything's in the writings. The Kabbalists wrote about all of this. This is our work. We just have to remind to each other and not forget about doing. That helps you. How? What about that story of Baal Shem Tov and his servant? You have that? Okay.
No.
When they send it to you, read it to us. These are things we need to renew daily and clarify that to us, to understand that this is the work from darkness to light, and that we're going to fall into greater darkness and then rise to a greater light until we actually fall to the klipot and rise together with the klipot to the light to correct them. Because there is no spirituality without what we raise from the shattering to the correction. We don't just rise to some place where and everything's there. No, we raise the broken vessels and the light connects them, corrects them, and that's where we feel spiritual life. The soul, the broken vessels that come together, that is our soul.
All
right. Maybe. So what's the problem?
The whole problem is in seeing the common heart of the ten.
All right, so it depends on you. It's up to you, not them. So in your heart and your mind, you need to build the ten as a potsuf. It's not a ten yet. It's just what the Creator prepared for you and said, take it. But you haven't took it yet. That's your work.
No.
So, let's hear you in a week and see if you succeeded. Okay? Okay, another question, yeah.
No.
Go ahead. We are now talking about the need to connect to a common heart of the ten. One heart, and after we have, then we need to think of other tens. So, in my ten, seeing the ten as one heart is something that is perceived in me, just
not,
in me.
Not you, it's all of you together, this ten, despite the fact that it's all crooked. Of course, you're not in the corrected form. However, together you begin to connect together in order to take care of another ten or to connect with them and to work in a joint way. But in this joint work, you need to still feel that you're always maintaining the ten. You never let go of the system of your ten, and that way you also want to connect to a different ten, despite the fact that you're not yet corrected. And this work with the other ten will help you all be closer together and to overcome all the disturbances. And you're aware of all these disturbances, and you don't want to erase them. You want to kiss the stick and to be above the disruptions, and in such a way to gather and assemble. That's the force of the coarseness, the aviut, resistance. It's inside, and the overcoming as the tzimtzum, restriction, masach, screen, and ochozer, reflected light, mutual bestowal. That's all above it, and that's how you build the pertsuf. You need to discuss it more together.
Beseder?
Right? We're saying.
Maybe to clarify it, Rav. What do we call what Rabash did when he would wake up in a state of a beast and do some work on his own to regain spirituality, to return to spirituality?
Yes, to return to spirituality. And to return to spirituality, that means to return to connection. And there's no other way. It's only to return to connection.
Pero eso sí se puede hacer solo, por la cuenta de uno mismo.
But this cannot be done alone, but it can be done alone by your own strength.
Yes, but you're by yourself and you yearn to return to connect with the friends. You don't have to be in the same room with them, right? Like now, we're not in one room. But you want, your desire is to be connected with them together, and for the upper light, the upper force, the Creator, to be revealed in all of you, in the connection between you. The more you're distant to each other, even in hatred towards each other, you want to connect above the hatred, then there is a force that pushes you away from each other, and you ask the Creator to give you the power that will connect you to each other. And between these two forces, you feel spirituality.
Рав, да, дорогой Рав, вот мы не постигаем духовное в одиночку. Тем не менее, вот вы Денису
сказали. Dear Rav, we don't attain spirituality on our own, and yet you told Denise that discovering the heart of the ten and building a spiritual potsuf is something that depends only on him. So can the friends participate formally in some connection between them? How to join these things together?
Spirituality depends entirely on you. You don't need to wait for others. You don't need to wait for others. Of course, you need to awaken their hearts. You need to cause a connection between you, between them. But the inclination towards spirituality depends only on you. Pray to the Creator to arrange it, and the Creator can arrange it for you, even if in practice you don't even feel that you're getting closer. Check, see what states you are all in. But it's a simple matter. What I want to say, to summarize, don't see yourself as dependent on others to the point where you cannot advance because the others don't advance. Don't say, how can I come close to them? How can I connect with them when they don't want to connect? How can I reach the purpose of creation if you all don't want it? There is no such thing. Anyone who casts flaws on others is seeing his own flaws. I see them according to my own flaws, and I see and I hear them as well, according to the extent of my corruption.
You said, if I heard you correctly, that aviut appears within rejection, hatred, and above it, we build the spiritual potsuf. So it appears inside of me in relation to the friends, or it is something that I need to discover on the outside.
It's in me, in me, in me. It all is revealed in me. Hatred, rejection towards the friends, I don't want them. It's revealed in me. I want to kill them, to slay them. And this desire remains, and upon it I build connection and love. Upon it, it's never erased, it only keeps growing. And at the end of correction, all these bad attitudes, they remain, it's called the angel of death. And because he caused me to build up those connections, he's called the holy angel. That's why we say that the angel of death becomes a holy angel. Holiness means love, connection, where those opposing forces help us connect.
А как мы все же это называется, что мы меняем царство Малхут на царство Бины, как вы говорили?
This is called changing, replacing the rule of Malchut with the rule of Bina.
Here is the question: how can we collect all kinds of minutes, moments when I relate to the friends with love? It happens sometimes. I have this inclination, right? How do I, in such cases, when I have love for them, until it doesn't leave, it really comes to just a few minutes when I catch myself, and by that, I kind of sign that I constantly want to be in this feeling. Or if I'm not in that feeling, because who knows, I don't own my feelings. I'm not master of my feelings. I nevertheless commit to be with them in mutual commitment, in connection. And even though the love stops, the connection, the necessity to connect, the agreement to it remains. So, how do we do this? Is that clear? Yes? It is. Good. Once I heard from others, and it also excited me that we have to be together, and only together can we discover the Creator, and only in the connection between us do we have to establish it. And now I have to do it. How do I do it? I catch that feeling that the Creator gave me, and of course it came to me from above, that I want to be connected to the friends. And then I want to establish that relation. And although now I feel coolness and remoteness and indifference, like carelessness to all those states of love and dvikut and adhesion and love of friends, I still do it as hard as I can. And I ask the Creator to help me. I understand that as the Creator then gave me a state of closeness and connection and warmth in the connection between us, now He's doing the opposite. He's given me remoteness and coolness between us, coldness. Why? So I would ask Him to be a guarantor, to be in connection between us. So we will draw Him. And then I and the friends and the Creator within us can maintain the mutual connection between us, to be as one man with one heart. So I have to understand that I caught that place where I want to connect with a society. Great. Now I don't move from it. And I constantly demand of the Creator to maintain that state, to keep it. So when the Creator awakens in me all kinds of disturbances, I constantly turn to Him and ask for more connection. And that way, even without any stops, any drops, I rise higher and higher toward the end of correction, toward the complete correction. This is what happens as Balasulam writes, in light and darkness that we go through, that this is our way.
בסדר?
Большое спасибо, дорогой Раф. Скажите, пожалуйста, вот эту вот точку поймать, когда я хочу быть в группе.
To grab this point that I want to be in the group and I'm demanding from the Creator and I do it in reason from calculations. Where here is the point, that breaking point, that inversion point, that it goes from individual to a group?
I want to immediately connect me to the group, and that it's the Creator giving me awakening to be connected to the group. And that awakening, my connection with the group, I don't let go of that. And I want to constantly strengthen it, because from that moment onward, I feel that the Creator is playing with me, and I am like His partner. He brings me closer and then pushes me farther, closer and farther. Just like that letter of Bala Sulam about the wheels. Find it, please. Because in a wheel, you have above, below, above, below, and that's why this is how we advance. And that's with regard to Ravut and with regard to our connection in the group.
Signing a covenant is something mutual. And in the text, it's...
No, it's not mutual. You can make a covenant with a friend, and that's a one-time thing, and with the Creator, and you know you have to accept it in such a way that both the friends and the Creator want to make the covenant, and only you have doubts. And the reason it seems to you that they too are in states of remoteness and closeness is because you feel that way in your own kelim, in your own vessels. But from their perspective, there is preparation and feeling and understanding and inclination that is complete toward connection and love.
So I wanted to ask, if it's not mutual, so from the text he writes that Abraham brought Elimelech gifts. It's not written that the king, Avimelech, brought something to Abraham. It's like a lack of mutuality.
Don't wait for others to give you gifts. The fact that you have a chance to bring them gifts, this is already regarded as them giving you a gift, an opportunity to bestow upon them.
To the 10, we sign a covenant between us and the 10, right? It's a covenant forever. Once I'm in the 10, should I give them a gift for it to be by yourself a friend?
You have to constantly see that in your eyes it's a complete 10. Yeah. And for this, you have to constantly strengthen them, regardless of who they are and what they are, because you don't know who they are, or even if they exist. You don't know. You know that the image of the 10 in you is what you have to correct.
What does that mean? The 10 I'm in, it has to be like an imaginary 10, right? Without faces, with something internal.
Yes. Eta 4. Between us. Niv.
We have that excerpt you asked for before.
Yes, please.
Bala Sulam, letter 19. When a person starts coming closer, he is given nefesh of the ofanim.
It's like a wheel, like in a bicycle, a wheel that goes. On a wheel, you at one time you're up, one time you're down. But while heaven states that you're down, and even backwards, you're still moving forward, right? So that's, you know, that's how the wheel turns. Yeah?
Meaning that the Creator wakes up towards him every time there's an opportunity on behalf of man in longing and yearning to adhere to man, Adam. This is what the writer told us, that only good and mercy will chase me my whole life. That King David is the entire soul of Israel. And so he was always longing and yearning to the true Dvikut, adhesion in him.
King David wrote this, only goodness and mercy will pursue me, chase me all the days of my life. He was the greatest Kabbalist, yeah?
But he has to know in his soul that the Creator chases him to the same extent that he chases after the Creator. And he must not forget that, God forbid, also during the greatest longing, when he remembers that the Creator longs and chases to adhere to him, at the same extent as he himself is, then he can always continue walking through longing and from degree to degree in a zivug that does not end, which is the purpose of the perfection of the forces of the soul, till he reaches repentance from love, meaning Vav will return to Hay, which is uniting the Creator and the Shekhinah.
It means we have to come to a state where all those changes, like on a wheel, that one time you're down, one time you're up, one time you're moving forward in the direction of the movement, and one time it's as if you're going backwards against the direction. It doesn't matter. We're constantly moving and continuing toward the same goal. This is what we have to see. And all the states we go through, like on a wheel, are states that we have to go through in order to feel in our development the full manner of the Creator to be revealed in us to the fullest.
There's another part also from Bala Sulam, from Shamati. In the Zohar, when he is born, he is given nefesh of the pure beast. He interprets that also his beastly part is willing to be the Creator's servant. And if he was rewarded more, he received nefesh from the Ofanim, meaning the wheel. Meaning he has the nefesh that always yearns and incarnates from one place to another, revolves like the wheel that keeps changing. It also changes and revolves in order to adhere to sanctity. We'll read it again. Shamati. In the Zohar, when one is born, he is given a soul from the side of the pure beast. And he interprets that his animate soul too agrees to be the servant of the Creator. If he is further rewarded, he is given a soul on the side of the wheels. This means that he has a soul that always longs and rolls from place to place, like an ever-turning wheel. It turns and rolls to cling to Kedusha, holiness.
ככה זה עובד.
This is how it works. So don't be impressed, excited like little kids. What's happening to me? I'm falling. Suddenly I have nothing in my mind, nothing in my heart, etc. These are states that have to constantly change. And it depends on the connection between us, how quickly each state changes from pleasant to unpleasant, from clearer to unclear. Etc. As long as they all change quickly, the best, even the best states. A spiritual state must not exist more than an instant. And we must not think that we want to stop it. That we want to stop that moment. There's no such thing. We want constant changes. Because they indicate advancement toward the goal. Okay?
Yeah, dear Rav, what we just read about the states and the wheel, what should we do to be here to the center of that circle?
You're a wise guy. It's not going to help. Don't be lazy. Don't go into serving the Creator. Let the work of the Creator be managed by the Creator. This is why it's called the work of the Creator. You just need to know how to bow before what He takes you through. And in that way, you turn along with the wheel, and it doesn't matter how it turns. Let Him turn the wheel. You just have to see that you keep yourself together with the group through all the states, advancing up and down, and only in the direction of connection. You don't even know where the goal is, in what direction we are turning, and what we're doing. But toward more connection in each state, this is the discernment we should have. I don't care in what carousel I'm in, as long as I'm constantly more and more connected among us. Otherwise, the centrifugal force will push us outwards. So we have to be constantly connected more and more inward.
Also about changing the states and the wheel, that the spiritual moment can be more than a moment. Also in the beginning of the lesson, you said, let's try today to go through tens or hundreds or thousands of states of connection and disconnection. And there's always that question that when you leave the lesson, now we're all in this, states are going by, but when we go out to the day, so you have your Zoom, you have your lesson, you have Yeshivat Chaverim, but in between, there's such an emptiness sometimes. And it's not clear how practically to speed up the states changing. Even if we know that man will help his friend, it doesn't help. Do you have a practical advice?
Advice? Yes. As you said it, you should help each other. Let's try to help one another through reminders of some sort, that we are in mutual connection, mutual thoughts, that we're not moving away, disconnecting from connection between us. At least a little bit in the back of my mind, make a place in your minds, here, where you constantly think about connection. That's it. You can see this with women. A woman with a child at home, but she is at work in the office, for example. She's constantly worried about her child. What's he doing there? Along with doing her job at the office. So imagine you are like a mother who thinks about her little child who is in the kindergarten or somewhere. Do it this way. Make a place in your minds, not naturally like a woman does it, because that's what nature does for her. But you do it through your effort. When you constantly think about connection in the ten, alongside all of your engagements, that's it. Whatever happens, you're constantly thinking about this as well. We can do this. So try to be in that state today, all the time. And every so often, text each other or send each other some messages to remind each other, help each other. And that way you'll advance. Niv?
43 from the Rabash, letter 5. When you feel that you are at war, each of you will know and feel that he needs the help of his friend. And without him, his own strength will wane as well. Then, when you understand that you must save your life, each of you will forget he has a body he must preserve. And you will both be tied by the thought of how to defeat the enemy.
When he's born, it says that nature is good and everything's perfect. Why is it in it enough to get the greatness of the Creator? Why must the environment give him to him?
What does it have to do with it? A person can't get greatness of the Creator if he doesn't have a vessel for it. He needs an environment that with them he builds this vessel. A spiritual vessel is in order to bestow. In order to bestow, we can only do if we connect 10 egoists together and they all attempt to bestow to one another. So you have Oviut, that's your ego, and above the ego, the restriction and the Masach is their attempts to bestow, and in such a way the Creator can be revealed.
What is the spiritual greatness of the Creator that I have to receive?
The intensity of the upper light that's revealed in the vessel that you, in your efforts, in your connection with the friends, you give him a place to be revealed. And according to that intensity of his revelation, you can say whether he's big, small, or what style.
Something completely internal. It's not the greatness of ordinary people, which is nature or something. It's very internal.
Right, it's his correct form. And what we feel nature is still, it's a still. It's his appearance on the still level. We can also influence that, by the way. If we raise ourselves to a spiritual degree, from that degree, we can bestow and influence the lower degree, because it's that same Creator. But then by our corrections on the higher degree, we will bestow to natural corrections on our body degree.
Another question. Rabbi says that a person comes to the, when he comes to a meeting of friends, he has to have nourishment, he has to demand reward. What does he mean? What can I ask of the Creator? Can I tell him, let me feel your greatness, let me feel your importance?
Obviously, that too. The greatness of the friend's importance of the friend. You can turn to the Creator with everything you want, because he is the source for the good force and the bad force.
Isn't it considered as setting conditions in order to receive? Let me see your greatness, otherwise I can't do anything?
No, he created you to begin with in a way that you can't do anything except by turning to him. That's why he created these things in a way that you will always be dependent on him. That's called that you reach dvikut adhesion to him, with him. That's it. So then I discover that without him, I can do anything. That is called that I discover that I'm lacking him in every moment, and then I'm constantly turning to him and demanding and demanding. Then by that I discover vessels that he will be revealed and revealed. And like that, we reach adhesion. You think you discover that you can do something on your own?
No, there's a fear that it might be egoistic if you give me your greatness or importance.
It depends. What are you asking it for? The goal is, what's the purpose? Why are you asking for forces, for greatness, anything you want? Why are you asking it for? If it's in order to bestow contentment through the friends back to him, so that's accepted. Yes, Niv.
Previously, in the lesson, we said that a person shouldn't make himself dependent on others if it seems to him like they don't want to reach the goal he can reach, because anyone who falls in his own fault.
It's a very beginning period, at least for that, for now.
Okay, because here he writes that when a person sees how his environment slights his work and don't appreciate his greatness properly, he cannot overcome the environment, and he too cannot obtain his greatness, his sublimity.
Correct. That's also a condition.
So either a person says that my environment, you know, if I fault them, I'm faulting my own fault, and I can reach the goal even though I think they slide it.
No, I turn to the Creator. I don't say that we're reaching the goal, but I can turn to Him and ask for forces that He will help me work on the friends.
So, in that state too, when I think they're sliding, I can still ask the Creator to do what?
I can turn to the Creator in a way that I ask for forces from Him to work on the friends and make a whole group from them.